You are Locked On Braves, your daily Atlanta Braves podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Happy Friday. Welcome to the Locked On Braves podcast, brought to you by the Locked On Podcast Network. Found where all your favorite podcasts are, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, whatever. You can find us anywhere. And not just the Braves. You can find the Falcons, the Hawks, or maybe you're a weirdo and wants to listen to something outside of Atlanta. You can find the Astros, the Blue Jays, the Packers, whatever. You can find NFL, NHL, college football, whatever. There's a Locked On show for you. You can be the fan you want to be. You can be the most informed. You can follow along daily. Just subscribe to whatever Locked On platform you prefer, whatever your teams are, and you can be notified whenever a new episode drops from your favorite platform. Locked On Podcast Network, be a fan. Be the fan you want to be. So I told you guys on Wednesday that this episode is going to focus more on the whole scandal coming out from the Houston Astros. I don't even really know where to begin on this. Everybody knows about it by now. If somehow you haven't heard or you just want a quick rundown, you haven't wanted to seem like you were out of the loop, quick rundown of this whole scenario, this whole scandal. The Astros in 2017 and 2018, quite honestly, were found to have been using their replay system, their replay camera set up in center field to relay the pitching signs live to the dugout, in which case they would bang on the trash can for an off-speed pitch. And if you go through, whether it be John Boy's Twitter or a lot of Rob Friedman's or wherever, you can see the videos and you can actually hear the trash can. And the hitters know that means, hey, here's a breaking ball coming. Well, that's a very big deal. And sign stealing has been going around forever, and it's always going to be there. You're never going to get away from sign stealing. That's why pitchers and catchers have separate signs, because when a hitter knows what's coming, it's a heck of a lot easier to hit it than it is otherwise. It's a lot easier to sit on a slider when a guy throws 100 miles an hour if you know he's throwing a slider. It's very simple. There's something that just seems very, very wrong about using something set up for replay, something to correct a mistake, to give yourself an advantage. And this isn't the first time we've heard of electronic devices being used to relay signs. The Red Sox got busted for it for using an Apple tablet to relay signs to them. But this scandal goes so deep, and it's not even just the stealing the signs. It's that they were relaying it live action. There's some more stuff that we're going to talk about in the second segment that just continues this to keep going. But this has been the craze that has swept baseball right now. And I don't know if baseball has been in this situation since the Mitchell report. I mean, you're talking about Jeff Luhnow, AJ Hinch, Alex Cora, all fired. Brandon Taubman caught astray after already being fired for his atrocious behavior towards the women in the locker room. I mean, this has been a serious, serious thing. AJ Hinch and Jeff Luhnow are banned for a season. Cora's, as of today, Cora's punishment hasn't fully come down yet, but it's fully expected that he's going to get more than Hinch got, because Cora's the one who set it up in Houston, and he set it up in 2018 with the Red Sox. He's going to get busted twice for it. I mean, Carlos Beltran's been fired before he ever got to manage a game, which, by the way, is the most Mets thing of all time. But for Braves fans, it almost feels like it wasn't enough. We got talked about how this was going to be MLB dropping the hammer on people, and they fined them $5 million, took away the first round and second round draft picks from the Astros for the next two seasons, which also devastates their draft pool for who they can draft. It's going to devastate the way they create their roster. And they got fined $5 million because that is the largest fine that can be levied in that situation. If they could have levied more, they would have. Then Hinch is gone for a year. Luhnow's gone for a year. But Braves fans are sitting here, John Coppola got banned for life for overpaying some kids in the Dominican and Venezuela and some poor countries. Well, that's not entirely accurate. And I know we just want to lash out because it devastated the Braves farm system and it essentially kind of helped jumpstart the whole rebuild, the whole teardown, because we lost 13 international prospects. We were the laughingstock of baseball. We have no international bonus pool to speak of for another, really for another year before we just finally start getting out of it. But the reason why it got so bad for Coppolella, the reason why you can't really compare these two, and it's a good thing if you have children, you have younger children, you want to show them the merits of honesty. The reason John Coppolella got banned for life is because he actively lied about it to MLB investigators' faces. After they presented him with the evidence, he still lied to them about it. And he said he was the one in full control of the organization. He essentially tried to cover it up. And as all of you adults are already aware of, and any of you younger children, this is a good mark. If you come clean when they're asked about it, chances are they already know about it. So come clean, and more often than not, they will kind of allow that in to the sentencing. That, all right, he didn't try to hide it. He did come clean with us and make the investigation easier and quicker. Excuse me, got cotton mouth. Dry mouth like crazy here. But when you're looking at this from the perspective of a Braves fan, it just goes to show you that if Coppy had just acted like an adult, he might have only been gone for a year. And what a difference that might have made for the Atlanta Braves. They would have never gotten Alex Anthopoulos. Who knows if Acuna and Albies would have gotten this extension. They wouldn't have had Josh Donaldson last year. And Coppy was a guy that was just acquiring minor leaguers left and right. He was dealing big league roster for minor league talent, left, right, and center. It would have been a totally different Braves. And to be quite honest with you, I don't think the Braves would be in the position they're in right now. I think Anthopoulos is far better than John Coppolella as a GM. That's not to say that Alex doesn't have his own warts that can get on my nerves a little bit. But for Braves fans, you can't really compare the two unless you're comparing the fact that as long as you should be honest in all situations, that honesty is the best policy. Just come clean with it, and the punishment will not be as bad as trying to hide it. As for the four that have been fired, do I think they'll work in baseball again? That's a very hard question. A.J. Hinch, absolutely, I believe. If you read the reports, A.J. Hinch reportedly trashed the monitors that they were using, and Cora had to go in and replace the monitors. He tried to trash the system a couple times, just didn't stick, apparently, because the players were dead set on doing it, which we'll talk about in the second segment. Jeff Lunau, I don't think will get hired again for a long time, because that whole Astros front office, even talking about Taubman, who caught a stray there in that whole situation, he kind of fostered, he is the GM of the team. All this happening under his watch, whether he quote-unquote knew about it or not, he definitely knew about it. That's your ship. You're the captain of that ship. So things that are organizational negligence, things like that, that's going to keep you from getting hired on from other teams. Not that you've been banned, but that no other owner is going to want to deal with the amount of problems that you've just dealt with. Unless, of course, they're willing to get a World Series and deal with whatever happens after that. Carlos Beltran, that one is interesting because, number one, I didn't really think he was that qualified to be the Mets general manager. The Wilpons were just looking, and Brody Van Wagenen, they were looking for a coach, not general manager, by the way, manager, the coach. They were looking for a coach that would kind of be a yes man and do whatever they told them. Beltran's a guy that a lot of players still really like. He's a guy that's been in both generations, so he's old enough to give knowledge, but he's also young enough that these guys have either played with him or seen him play. I think he'll still work in baseball. I think he'll be a bench coach for a while. I don't think he was ready for the Mets job anyway. Alex Cora is the tricky one, because Alex Cora, not only was he the facilitator behind the whole sign stealing fiasco in Houston, he then brought it to Boston as well. And that's two very high profile teams that Alex Cora had cheating and got busted. That's going to be a hard sell for any GM. Just knowing that if you hire him and he does it a third time, it's going to cost your job too. So Cora, that's a long road. And Cora was a good manager, despite how the Red Sox turned out in 2019. Cora's been a good manager. He's a smart guy. Again, he's very well known in baseball circles from between the players and the front office. He's been around the game for a long time. But that's a lot to expect. And if I were a betting man, I would bet that Cora, maybe the Red Sox just decide to thumb a finger at everybody and bring him back as soon as his ban is over. I don't think an outside organization, aside from somebody like Miami, would be the ones to hire him. Hinch, I think, will get hired much quicker than Cora. I think Cora might have to go back and work his way back up an organization, similar to Ron Washington, when Ron Washington kind of got busted with cocaine and some other things. But I do think a lot of these guys, do I think they should work again? I think Hinch definitely should. I think Beltran should. I don't think Alex Cora should. And I think it's a simple fact of you had a second chance. And I know he didn't get busted the first time, but you did it twice on two different teams. Why would I think that you're not going to do it on a third team? I mean, you got a World Series from it and you got to celebrate it. And, you know, I think he deserves larger punishment. I'm not really in favor of lifetime bans for the most part, so I don't think I would ban Alex Cora. But if I were an owner or a GM, I don't think I would hire. I would not hire Alex Cora. Just like I wouldn't hire John Coppola. I wouldn't hire Jeff Luhnow. I mean, they're guys that I can't trust because I've seen what happens when they're given free rein. So I do think Hinch will be. I think Hinch will be hired. I think Hinch is a good bet to be the Marlins coach in 2021. I think that they'll be looking to move on from their coach, who's not a great coach, and Hinch is a very, very good tactical coach. And that Miami team is going to be looking to reestablish themselves very quickly, as they've had a good offseason and have started to do pretty well in the draft. But coming up next, it's not just the front office members and the non-players that are getting caught up in this. Aside from the whole sign-stealing scandal, we've got another scandal that's been breaking over really the last week to really get under. And we're going to talk about that next right here on Locked On Braves. What's up? Welcome back to the show, everybody. As I mentioned, there is a second part of this Astros scandal. It's not just the sign-stealing scandal. There is another scandal dealing with the players and their bodies. And this is one, I don't know who broke the news on this. I think it was Mike Fiers. Mike Fiers, I know, is the guy who kind of let everybody know about the sign-stealing. I can't remember if he was the one that did the buzzer or not, but the scandal is that players were wearing buzzers to let them know when an off-speed pitch was buzzing or was coming, so they would know what was coming. There's also, and I haven't been able to verify this, but there's some other rumors that they had multiple buzzers on different parts of their body to let them know which particular pitch was coming. Something like the right arm would be a changeup, and the stomach would be a fastball, the left arm would be a curveball, things of that nature. And let me just say, if this is the case, none of the players are going to get busted for the whole sign stealing through replay, because they're going to put that on the coaches for allowing that to go on. It's going to be hard to actually verify and quantify how much the players profited from that situation, because players are very different, very, very different. Some players, and just from guys that I've played with over the years, some guys did not want to know what pitch was coming. They felt that it messed with their timing and it messed with their mindset. They performed worse knowing what was coming. They preferred to just react. Well, with this whole buzzer thing, totally different story, because you're not having to rely on somebody yelling out at you. You can punish the individual players who had buzzers on, and it's not all that hard to figure out. I think the easiest one, the one that's been getting talked about the whole time, is Jose Altuve. And if they're the homer off of Aroldis Chapman, where Aroldis left a hanging slider, and Aroldis is a guy that throws 100 mile an hour, 105 mile an hour, so hard to sit off speed with Aroldis Chapman. But hung a slider, Altuve hit it into orbit. It's probably still floating around out there, probably close by the dark side of the moon. But when he's rounding the bases, he clutches his shirt to him and starts telling the guys, he points at his chest and says to them, "Hey, guys, don't rip off my shirt." And it looks like he's mentioning that he's got something under there. And if you look at the lines and everything, it looks kind of like a buzzer. The way that he was acting, he tried to play it off as he's shy. If you've ever gone on Jose Altuve's Instagram or ever seen him in any other situation on the baseball diamond, you know that he's not shy at all. He rips his shirt off all the time. There was definitely something going on underneath his uniform that he did not want the cameras to see. Now, The Josh Reddick one has kind of been disproven, as it looked like Reddick was wearing a buzzer in a post-game interview. Turns out that was probably just confetti. But it looks like Jose Altuve and Alex Bregman are kind of the two names getting hit the hardest in this situation. And it's for a couple different reasons. I mean, the reporters caught up to Alex Bregman. They asked him about it. And the way the Astros players have handled this, really they could not have handled it worse than they have. Everybody was looking for them to be a little bit contrite. Maybe just like, yeah, I mean, we hate that this is what we're thought of now. We're not these type of guys. Usually we're very sorry. We're not going to do it again. And just sound contrite. They haven't at all. They keep denying it. They keep saying, well, whatever MLB's findings there are, that's what they'll speak on. I'm not going to speak on it. Yada, yada, yada. Well, we already know the findings. We already know that you did it. We're actively asking you about stuff that you did. It's no longer an investigation, really. Like, we're not looking if you did or if you didn't. We're seeing how pervasive it is. And a lot of these players just keep trying to sweep it under the rug. And MLB itself coming in and saying that they didn't find any evidence for the buzzer. I think this might be a case of, like Bud Selig before him, Rob Manfred trying to do some damage control and sweep something under the rug here. Because if you watch Altuve, he definitely had something on under his uniform. And anybody who played... And anybody who's just not an idiot and knows the situation and knows what potentially could have been going through his mind can look and read between the lines when they see the way he's acting on that home run, a game-winning home run, by the way, a go-ahead home run in the ALCS, by the way. What does it mean, big picture? It's hard to quantify because how would you punish a player in that instance? Would you ban the player for life? Would you give him the Pete Rose treatment? Which, by the way, the Pete Rose treatment, nobody come tell me that he needs to be reinstated. Pete Rose is a pedophile, and that is why he is never going to be allowed into the Hall of Fame, not just the gambling reason, but he is also a pedophile who has admitted to sleeping with a girl that he, quote-unquote, thought was 16 in Ohio, because Ohio has some backwards rules where a 35-year-old sleeping with a 16-year-old is okay. It's never okay. You're old enough to be your father. That's not okay. Let me just say, if you're over twice her age, not okay. But anyway, for the players, it almost thinks, are they going to get the same punishments as their coaches? Because while you could say that the whole trash can beating thing, that's on the coaches because they could easily stop it, wearing buzzers on you is not something that your manager's ever really going to know. Like, players can do that with an iPad and in the training rooms. Like, the coaches never have to see that. That's not something that they can put on AJ Hinch. And a guy like Bregman and a guy like Altuve, does it change how we view those guys? I mean, you're talking about Alex Bregman, who had a season better than Mike Trout's a season ago as far as WAR goes. Now, granted, Mike Trout got hurt at the end of the year, and it took Bregman all of that time that Mike Trout was hurt for him to jump ahead of him. But how much of that was legit? And when, not even just that, it goes so much farther. How long have they been using buzzers? How many pitchers have had their career trajectories changed because the Astros knew what was coming and were cheating? How many pitchers that ended up giving up 7-8 runs in an outing and they never got another shot in the majors? How much of that was due to the fact that the Astros were cheating and knew what was coming? It's a big deal. And as I told you guys, I don't think the sign stealing is as big of a deal. I think the buzzers are a much, much larger deal. I think the buzzers is totally new form of cheating that I have not heard of before, and I've heard of a lot. I played for a number of years too. I've played decently high, nothing major, but enough to know some tricks of the trade. But nothing like that. I've never heard of putting buzzers on your body to tell you which pitch is coming. And a lot of these pitchers in Major League Baseball have a real point when they're talking about how many millions of dollars have the Astros hitters cost pitchers because they were cheating. And those pitchers had no idea that those guys knew what was coming. So you go through, you start questioning all of your stuff. Your team starts questioning how good you are. And none of it was warranted. It's absolutely insane. If you're asking me my opinion, there has to be some punishment for the players. I think this scandal isn't going to go away. There's going to be a lot more people who come forward now that Mike Fiers have done it. And if you were on Twitter at all, Major League pitchers are not happy. You look at Mike Clevenger, look at Trevor Bauer, and Trevor Bauer's outspoken anyway, but there are a lot of pitchers, with the exception of Justin Verlander, who just seems to be trying to use his burner account to get people to leave him alone. and blame the hitters. Pitchers are not happy right now, and they have no reason to be. This is not something that any baseball player should have to think about when they get into the game. And am I shocked by it in closing? Honestly, I don't know that I'm shocked. If you give athletes any chance to gain an advantage, they're going to try to take it. I'm not shocked that the Astros tried. I'm shocked that there are not better preventative measures in place. I am shocked that it has taken this long for something like this to come about. I am completely shocked that it's taken Major League Baseball this long to figure out that this was going on in 2017, by the way. I am completely shocked at that point. If you listen to a lot, like if you listen to Logan Morrison, I can't remember if he did it on Instagram or Twitter. He kind of outlines the teams he thinks are stealing signs with replay. And while I don't condone stealing signs with replay, because there's just something profoundly wrong with using your replay system to gain advantage. Something that's supposed to make the game fair, and you're using it to make it an imbalanced. That just doesn't sit well with me. But it's not all that different from stealing the signs from second base. Ultimately, the buzzer thing is just different. That's not something I would ever expect. That's something so outside the realm of accepted cheating as far as baseball goes. That's so far outside the realm. There's got to be something that happens. I'm shocked that Major League Baseball has kind of swept this under the rug. Again, just watch that clip of Altuve and you will be just as convinced as I am that there was something under his jersey. I do expect that there will be some punishments handed out behind the scenes, some fines and some things of that nature, but we'll see what happens. Major League Baseball has to do something, because they had just gotten into this where they were kind of entering a golden age of really young, exciting players. The viewership was starting to come back. Now all of a sudden you're hit with another huge scandal, and baseball is going to have to work their you know what off to make this right. It's not that they can't do it, but they've got a lot of work in front of them. This season will be a very closely watched season in Major League Baseball. With that said, I'm very much looking forward to the season. I don't know if you have any other issues or thoughts on the whole stealing scandal. You can let me know at Dylan X Short, at @Locked_On_Braves. You can let me know your thoughts as well. You might have some more well thought out points than I do. Just from my personal perspective, I'm not a fan of this. I hope that the players that benefited from, especially from the buzzers, any player that benefited with a buzzer, I hope they're found out and I hope they're punished accordingly, because the ripple effects from that are just so far ranging that it's like the whole butterfly effect. That's kind of like what that is. It's absolutely unacceptable, and I feel bad for any pitcher that got themselves rocked and had their careers changed because the Astros were wearing buzzers or stealing signs like that. But as it is, that's enough. That's all I've got for you today. I mean, I've rapidly run out of time yet again, which seems to be a theme. I hope you guys have enjoyed the new way that we're doing these shows this week. Try to set up this way, at least through the season, where I'll start doing every day again. But as it is, thank you guys so much. We're getting closer and closer to the regular season. Baseball's almost back, everybody. Take a deep breath. Get ready and start getting excited, folks. I can smell the pine tar in the air. As it is, we'll be back on Monday right here on Locked On Braves.